Thank you for joining Truth and Love Ministries, where we exist to connect people to God, to connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. Connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or visit us on the web at truthandlove.tv, where you will also find our weekly broadcast. On the go and want to know what's going on at Truth and Love? Simply visit your mobile app store and download the Truth and Love app and get information on services, events, and even messages right at your fingertips. Tune in now, where the message is already in progress.
But I know my next is now. I must realize that the equity that I build in private is the experience that I will need in public. The equity that I build in private is the experience that I would need in public. What do you mean? David is battle tested. He's battle tested. David had some equity because Goliath wasn't his first rodeo. Goliath wasn't his first fight. He's been battle tested, and it was the equity that he built in the previous seasons. He went out there to battle, and here he told Saul and Saul's men, he said, don't you be afraid of what Goliath is saying. Don't you be afraid of what Goliath is doing. He said, I'll go out there and I'll fight Goliath. And Saul said, you can't go out here and fight Goliath. He says, he's been fighting since he was a youth. In other words, the king told him, he said, son, he said, Goliath been fighting as long as you are old. He said, you can't go out there and fight no Goliath. But David said, no, I've been battle tested. I got some equity. I had a bear that came and took one of my father's sheep, and I fought them all. It was a lion that came and wanted to take one of the little lambs, not even a big sheep, but a little sheep. And he said, I grabbed them by this beard, and I killed the lion. I killed the bear. Oh, my God. What am I trying to tell you? It is the experience that you gain in the present. It's the experience and the equity that you get right now that's going to carry you forward. You cannot mismanage any moments in your life. God don't waste time. God don't waste opportunities. God don't waste seasons on nobody. But you got to learn how to maximize on where you are and maximize on what God is doing. So when you get to a battle, you can't be ready for Goliath. Goliath going to eat you up. Goliath going to eat your lunch meat if that's your first battle. Oh, no, but God takes me through the process. He matures me and develops me with the lion, with the bear. And then when Goliath come out, say, you come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. I'm ready and I'm willing. Y'all acting like I ain't saying that, but I'm preaching good in here today. I'm preaching good. It's the equity that I build. The equity. You buy a home, your home, you've been making your payments. your home got equity. You ain't taking no loans out, and you ain't doing all this other kind of stuff. But your home, it should have equity. It got equity, and the equity is there in case you need it. Woo! The equity is there in case of emergency. And the thing that I go through in my life is the equity that I need in case I run into an emergency in the next season, I'll know how to handle it. Come on here, somebody. I've been saying the same God that brought me out over there is the same God going to bring me out right now. The same God that healed my body then is the same God going to heal me right now. I got some equity. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him. I know because he brought me out before. He healed me before. He kept my mind before. I got some equity. Look, sit down. Let me go. I'm cutting all this out. Come on, let me go. Look at what the book says. I gave this to you last week, but I got so excited. I said, man, when I went back, that's what preachers do. We go back and we think about what we said and all that. I said, man, I should have did better than that. So I was excited last week when I said it. I'm still excited now, but I'm not as excited as I was when I said it last week. So I'm going to give it to you again right along up in here. Jeremiah 12:5. Look what Jerry said. He said, so Jeremiah, look what Lord tell Jeremiah. So Jeremiah, if you're worn out in the foot race, in this foot race with men, look what God tells him. What makes you think you can race against horses? Yeah, y'all didn't help me. See, y'all didn't give me that last week. That's why I know I had to come back. Y'all just kind of looked at me. But now that time, now y'all like, ooh, yeah. Okay, that's what I was looking for last week. Look, what am I telling you? In other words, Jeremiah, how can you go to your next when your now is wearying you? Jeremiah, you're running with men. You can't just jump out there and start running with the Clydesdales. Jeremiah, you're not ready. He says, and if you can't keep your wits during times of calm, you can't keep your mind right when nothing's wrong. Anybody know it could just be a gust of wind or a hurricane coming? What do I mean? You got one little pain in your chest. Ooh, I think I'm going to have a massive heart attack. No, you ate them chitlins. You shouldn't have ate them chitlins. Come on. I told somebody the other day, who that was, I told the other day, that was Miss Rain. Miss Rain was asking me about them chitlins. I said, I got back to them chitlins. I felt my head hurting. Come on. As I was eating them, I felt the pressure coming. You think I stopped eating them things? I sure did not. Come on. I kept right on eating. I said, Lord, now help me, Jesus. As I kept eating, I kept on eating them. I felt my head hurting. Now, you can't be... You can't be eating a plate full of let me say what the bucket say, chitterlings, and think that nothing's going to happen. My point is this: that where little small things happen, and we always think, that's what God is telling him. So you can't keep your wits during calm times. What's going to happen when trouble breaks loose like the Jordan flood? And it will. If you can't keep your cool where you are, God won't put more on you that you're able to bear. See, come on. Oh, my God. If you really want to advance, if you really want to be promoted, if you really want to go to that next duty station, learn how to maintain where you are so God can trust you with where it is. Let me say this. I'm moving on. You know, we always say, Lord won't put more on us than we're able to bear. That's so true. But the devil will. If I take it, if I go after it, he'll put way more on me. Yes, he will. He's trying to destroy me. He's going to kill, steal, and destroy. Let me go. I'm doing good. Here, let me tell you what else happened in the life of David. Here, this is going to bless you. Come on. Clock back in. This is going to be a good one. This is going to be a good one coming. Clock back in. Look. I must recognize the difference between covenant and confusion. When God is trying to take me somewhere, when my next is now, and I'm trying to go and develop and do what God wants me to do, the kingdom of God, hear me good, the kingdom of God is all about relationships. It's all about relationships. You can't do the kingdom without people. I know you don't want to. I know you're introvert. I know you don't like people. You come late, you leave early, you want nobody to sit next to you, don't want nobody to touch you, don't want nobody to speak to you. When you do meet and greet, you put your finger up, go to the bathroom. I know all that. I know we got those. That's cool in the gang. That's all good. I don't hug nobody, I don't talk to nobody, don't touch me. No, I'm good. You bubble boy and bubble girl. I know you're good. But in order for you to do true kingdom is all about relationships. Let me tell you how much it's about relationships, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so I can be in a relationship with them. That's what, but when I'm going places, there are two different types of people that will emerge. The fake and the genuine. The covenant keepers and covenant makers and those that are confused. What do I mean? In the life of David, God put him, he hooked him up with a brother by the name of Jonathan. Jonathan was the son of Saul. Y'all read it when you get a chance. I don't got time to go through the whole thing, man. We'll be here at 6:30 if I try to go through the whole thing. I mean, but I got about two or three of y'all over here say that's okay. Just going on to 6:30. The two over here, but the other, everybody else over here say, you better cherry pick that thing. I got to get out of here, sir. I love you and all now. You better come on now. I'm trying to sit here now. RJ, I'm preaching and dancing and all that, and now he's trying to get out of here now. Got his yoke of... Anyway, look, there's two different types of people. There's covenant keepers, and there's people that are confused. Jonathan was a covenant keeper. Saul was confused. Why do you say Saul was confused, Pastor? Because I believe that those of us that love God and love God for real, we shouldn't have any enemies. We got confused friends. What do I mean? You may say I'm your enemy, but I shouldn't carry myself in a way to say you my enemy. That makes sense? No, y'all ain't helping me here. I thought, now if I said this down at the Elks Lodge, or if I said this down at the corner store somewhere, I would look for responses like this. But I'm talking to the people of God, those that love the Lord, who love the Lord with all the heart, mind, soul, strength, and understanding, love my neighbor like myself. Let me say that again. Now, I might have people in my life that say, you're my enemy, but I should never fix my mouth and say, that's my enemy. No, no, you're just confused right now. You are confused. David had Jonathan. Jonathan made a covenant. Jonathan would be the next king, but Jonathan recognized the oil. See, a real friend don't get jealous of you when God is taking you up. A real friend don't nitpick you. If I love you for real, a real friend won't just co-sign on my foolishness, no, but a real friend won't get jealous when God is moving in my life. A real friend will do what needs to be done, because we're covenant. And can I tell you, whenever it is that you have a confused individual, the same thing that makes the real friend or the real covenant partner come closer, the fake one, it rears up the devil in them, and it makes them jealous and want to do something to you. What am I saying? Right? I can't read all these scriptures. Let me tell you what happened. Here, Jonathan and David become covenant brothers, but then Saul, because of David's success, becomes jealous. He becomes jealous of David. And the Bible says because of what God was doing in his life, he wore after David. And he watched him. And he literally tried to kill David several times. He tried to kill him several times. One time, two times, three times, four times, five, six times. Tried to kill young David. And all David was doing, hear me good, all David was doing was obeying God. Isn't it amazing that you can just be obeying God and folk don't like you? Just because you're just obeying God, just because you're doing what God wants you to do. But let me hurry, because let me know what you, this great man of God said when it comes down to confused and covenant. If you're not careful, you can allow the noise of the confused to cause you to shut out the one that God has called to help you. Let me help you. What am I saying? Because in one time in his life, David has a covenant brother and a confused enemy. If he was getting so much pain from Saul, it would have caused him to extinguish the love that God sent to get from Jonathan. Y'all miss me. Let me say it again. I'm going to do it better. Let me say it better. Saul was hating him. And if Saul's hating him caused him to get into a bad, toxic place, he wouldn't receive love from the person that God sent his way to be able to love him in this season. See, what am I telling you? I'm telling you that there are some seasons you have that you are alone. There are some seasons you don't have any friends. There are some seasons that you're by yourself. But it's not very few and far between, because the kingdom is about relationships. Now, you can be in a place where people don't understand you. You can be in a place where you feel like you're by yourself. All that's cool in the gang and all that happens. But can I tell you, even in that season, gotta have somebody there. If you're keen and you're spiritually aware, gotta have somebody there to build you up. Everybody not against you. Gotta have somebody there that'll pray for you, that'll encourage you, that'll say, I got your back. Come on, somebody. What am I trying to tell you? But if you're so hurt by Saul, so hurt by your enemy, so hurt by the pain you got from your daddy, so hurt by the pain you got from your mama, so hurt from your ex-wife, so hurt from your spouse, so hurt from what they did to you on your job, you can't receive the love that God has for you on the other hand. Oh no, I'm trying to get to the point, the way I'm careful, the way I acknowledge what God is doing in my life. God has somebody there. Two are better than one. When one fall, he'll lift up the fellow. Can I tell you, how can we walk together except we be agreed? But God will give me somebody. God will hook me up with a partner. God will hook me up with a friend. God will hook me up to where God will help them push me where I need to be at. Oh my God, let me go. Saul trying to kill David. Saul trying to kill David. He tried to kill him several times. Look what happens. Ooh, we'll love this. What goes around, what? My Bible don't say that. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I don't want to see that nowhere in here. let me tell you. This one in here. Okay, I got one for you. You know, God don't like. I don't think that's in there either. What? I know because purple represents royalty, and they said this in the color purple, you do right by. They say, until you do right by me. That's not in here either. Okay, well, let me. Saul tried to kill David, and two times. The Bible says, bro, man, fifth floor. Two times the Bible says that David had the opportunity to kill Saul. But let me tell you, if I'm ready for my next, and my next is now, I must realize it's on the screen. I must realize that retaliation may be right, but it's not righteous. y'all on a 10-second delay. It's fine though. You worth waiting on. Y'all worth waiting on. I circle the block and come back for you. Y'all worth waiting on. Y'all good. You ready? Nah, y'all ain't ready. I'll come back. Look, Saul tried to kill David several times. And God, look at this. God set the stage where David could get him back. Not one time. The first time, David's men were saying, God, let Saul drop right in your lap. And David said, no, I can't touch not God's anointed. He's trying to hurt me. But David says he's still anointed. Y'all missed that. And see, we think because somebody hurts us, that gives us a right to be able to hurt them back. We think because somebody does something. No, David said, touch not God's anointed. What you telling me? The Lord left Saul. He was no longer God's anointed. Yes, he is, because he's a king and he's an authority. See, you in the place of God. You where God let you be at. It doesn't matter what you do to me. I still need to honor you. The Bible says he went and cut off Saul's a piece of his coat. And here the Bible says that his heart was convicted because he did this to Saul. It should never bothered him. And then David let Saul go. Next time, you would think, nah, this is how we will say, this is how we do stuff. The Lord let me get another chance. That's what one of David's men, Abishai, said. Let me hit him, God. Let me hit him, David. I won't miss him. I'll kill him there, right where he's at. He said, no, touch not God's anointing. Who am I talking to in here? That you've been wronged by someone. You've been hurt by someone. And according to man, you're right in retaliating. But according to God, you're not righteous in retaliating. Right. When I'm a child of God, 3, 4 little claps. Thank you so much. I'm like, y'all gave me like a little golf clap. I mean, I appreciate a little golf clap. And Tiger, you know, appreciate it. It's all good. But can I tell you, you may be right. You may be justified. Some of us, we've experienced some real hurt. Some people have done some real things to us. But I got to be so in God to where I'm willing to release you and let God handle you. Let me keep going. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm trying to go through the whole man life. This is the last one. This is the last one. If I'm ready for my next, and my next is when? Is now. I must learn how to manage my pain and not allow my pain to manage me. So many of us are controlled by our emotions. So many of us are controlled by our pain and our condition. The Bible says because of David's faithfulness, here a particular Philistine king gave David a city called Ziklag. And let's see what happened. David has all these men that's with him. Verse 1, 1 Samuel chapter 30 says, now David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day. The Amalekites had made a raid against them. And it says, and against Ziklag. And Ziklag. It says they had overcome Ziklag and did what? Burned it with fire.